Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, today's livestock futures market's generally lower. Feeder cattle are anywhere from about $1.15 to $1.45 lower, with the September's now the front month. Of course, August went off the board. And September's now open, and the front month is $139.80, down $1.42. Some people did think that September reached a level that they were calling a triple bottom. It's hit that $139.50 area three times now, and has bounced back so far. So we'll see what happens there. It may become support, may of course just go right through it. So no real certainty there. The live cattle were up in August. They expire on Monday. They're at $103.50, up 52. While October live cattle were down $1.05 at $105.10. December's down 90 at $108.45. So a mixed bag on the cattle futures. At midday, box beef was higher again. Choice was $231.88, up 34 cents. Select was up $1.45 at $215.71. The feeder cattle index is right at 143.02, which is a bit of a premium to the September feeder cattle futures contract. And then lean hogs today gave some back, down $1.52 on the December at 55.05 after rallying for about a week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
The grain markets got stronger throughout the day. They were lower at one point, but they rallied. December corn closed up 1.5 cents at $3.60 after being slightly lower throughout the day. It looks like that storm system is going to be east of the driest areas of the Corn Belt. And so it's going to miss a lot of the drier areas again. They say Iowa, it's the 12th driest in 126 years. And so that combined with the August 10th damage in Iowa, obviously going to cause some problems. The December corn, again, 360. The high back in the first part of July was about 363 on July the 2nd. If you go back and look, since August 12th, the low that day was 320. So we rallied 40 cents in the last, 16 trading days. It's a really big move for corn. And we left some gaps on the way up here. There's a gap down at about 345 on the December. So that's 15 cents below where the current market is. The bean contracts today, we're kind of the leader here, the strongest of all the grains. November beans were up 9.75 at 9.51. That's also a new high for this move, and the highest level all the way back to about February. That rally has gone from about 8.70 to 9.50, so 80 cents since August the 11th.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.